call to order our regular town council meeting, February 12th at 6:01. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
My brother, Church Christ Hammer, prepared. Good seat. Call for prayer, and call by pledge allegiance.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the blessings that are ours in Christ. Father, ask for wisdom and knowledge as this town council continues to make decisions and have projects and programs for our community. We just thank you for them. We just pray your blessings upon them and decisions that are made. We pray for our first responders, for our fire department, for the police department. We ask your blessings to be upon each of them, that you might protect them in the line of duty. Father, be with our men and women and the armed forces, that you will watch over them. Be with their families back home, that you will keep them safe as well. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to call you Father and to come into your presence. Again, just bless this meeting and decisions that are made. We ask in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, can I have a motion to approve or adopt the agenda as presented? Motion by Scott, you have a second. Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noticed on our website. Got a motion by Matt, you have a second. Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Approval of January allowance docket submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website. Got a motion by Scott, I got a second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website. Got a motion by Matt, you have a second. Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Take a moment to sign those documentations. We had no orders or resolutions this evening. No unfinished business. Our new business, our first business is JTL Project 23101 invoice to Southern Police Department demolition approval to pay via by SEDA.
Yeah, these are the remaining invoices for the police department demolition. We submit those in, pay for SEDA. SEDA has to be approved by the council for those invoices. We didn't have a work order. I think we did have a work order for it. It's obviously it's not under order.
Sure.
So instead of paying those out of town council consulting, we're going to pay those out of the SEDA funds. So we have those invoices printed over.
I'd have to go back and approve those that were sent in previously, but the one that brought it to our attention was $1,690.
How much?
$1,690.
$1,690.
Okay.
All right. The motion to approve the.
Okay. I got a motion by Matt for that approval. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Haggerty, I know you're here tonight, so our next new business is Silverburg Wastewater Treatment Plant Change Order Number 8. It's a date extension, and then Silverburg Wastewater Treatment Plant Change Order Number 9, final reconciliation. Hello, Mr. Haggerty, how you doing?
Good afternoon, thank you all for having me today. This is Jim Haggerty, I'm with JTL, Jacoby Jones and Lands. So we have two change orders. Change Order 9 is a time extension. We're dealing with a few final closeout items. One is connecting a couple of blowers. We're having an issue with electrical on a valve that we still need to resolve. And then we're still working on improving the grid classifying system. Pretty much everything else is done. So this will allow pays until March 29th to complete that work. And we believe that's plenty of time to get the work. The biggest issue is a couple electrical components that are still on back order that we're waiting on to get those in for the blower connection or the exhaust fan connection in the blower building. Do you want me to go on with the proposed change order 9?
That'd be fine.
You need to vote on each item as it is listed on the agenda, or when you make your motion, you can do items 2 and 3 if you're going to propose change order.
Go ahead. The other one is proposed change order 9. We're hoping between now and the end of March we can complete these items. This would be the reconciliation cost of $74,726.95. That would be a refund back to the town for the work done. This is some of the items we did. We had some savings that we could refund back to the town. What I'm asking is to allow approval of that change order at that cost or more, so we don't have to come back to the council once we get a final completion of the final remaining items and get approval from Charlie and Brad for that we completed those items.
This is a credit.
This is a credit, yes. This is a refund, $74,726.95. Okay. I'll make that approval to move forward with the
Okay, a motion by Matt for approval of the credit of $74,726.95.
Or more.
And the extension.
For the extension. We have a second.
Second
by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved.
Thank you.
Okay, our next item is OHM Professional Service or MS4 Stormwater Agreement, not to exceed over $14,000. Bart, are you up for this one? Or?
Yeah, I can call Sarah. Bart here, just in case there are any questions that arise. This is an annual that we do for MS4 services. MS4 is related to stormwater controls, permitting. This is one we do every year. Nine other communities as part of the MS4 program or the SWAC, which is a regional partnership that we have. There's a proportion, I believe, is a not to exceed amount within there, which I think Mark said was $14,000 for this. We're asking approval for this professional services for that for MS4 coordination. So, Mark, Bart, if I miss anything, please feel free to chime in. If you have any questions, Bart, you have to get down to the beach with
it. It's basically the same contract as last year.
Same thing, yeah.
I'll make this simple. I'll make a motion to approve it.
Okay, I've got a motion by Matt for the approval not to exceed over $14,000. Have a second.
Second
by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Sure.
I was reading here on the old HM Advisors, this rate is from the one before us is 2022, so the rates in 2024 will be the same as the rates in 2022.
Well, it's as needed, so I think we're going to utilize between 9 and 10,000 last year. I don't think we did what they were, what it was, it just kind of gives us some room to, if we do need to go higher.
So the high mark is working.
Yes, and it's time to realize.
All right, I just seen that paid on there, and so it's not for 2024.
Okay, with that said, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Do we have any general comments from the public this evening? John?
I just want to say, after the lane at Berryville, all is looking good on the interstate there.
We got an in-doc to pick up the exit on interchange last week.
Yeah, looks real good.
Thanks.
Thank
you. All right. Appreciate that, Charlie, for you taking care of that. And appreciate NDOT. Again, another great little relationship that we have with NDOT. So it's good to have that relationship moving forward. So anyone else have anything else? Okay. Staff report, Charlie.
I'll be quick. We had a pre-bid meeting for the CCMG package 2024 pre-bid meeting last week. We'll have a bid opening on February 22nd. That'll give us a couple days for review to come to the council on the 26th for potential approval on the paving package this year. List of streets are on the website, but it does include some stormwater projects on Crescent as well as part of that. Unless
y'all
have any questions.
Do I have any questions or any thoughts? Okay.
Tell me, keep it short.
Chief, what do you have exciting for us tonight? You just come back from the state police convention and the chief's convention and everything. All of our surrounding other communities, I know, all are as good as we are, even though we are still the number one town and community, thanks to you and your team.
It was a good time, and I got nothing else.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you also, you all finally got everything addressed with the 911 and utilized, right?
We are moved into the building, and that is going forward fine. The building here in town is vacant, as we speak.
All right. Thank you, CPR.
I'll cover the...
So you're taking care of JDM?
Yeah, just a couple updates. We had some Board and Salesburg meetings here over the last couple of weeks, anticipating plans being complete with that for coming in March. IEDC was in town this past week. Doing reviews for the ready grant application stuff, so we'll be geared up and ready for that. I know we have the Ivy Tech project we're working through, anticipating plans coming through in probably the next 30 days on that. And some cost estimates come in. If everything works out well with that, we'll be going, hopefully going to bid on that a little bit. To utilize the remainder of our ARPA dollars for that project. Ongoing with the lead copper service items as well for Sunfire Valley as well as within the town. So just a couple items that we worked through over the last couple weeks. Oh, the trees over Camper and Parkway have been replaced as far as the warranty.
That's all good stakes. Okay, all right. Anybody got any questions from JTL? All right, thank you. Jay?
Just one item tonight. We had an executive session earlier today just to talk about potentially the class action lawsuit that was brought against 3M, you know, a decade ago. There's been a settlement there, and I believe it's beneficial to the family in that class action. engagement of Pat Walker in Indianapolis, and hopefully try to recover what if any money we can available when that time comes.
Just ask for us to make a motion for the record.
To engage staff.
Okay, all right, so I'm asking for a motion for us to have Jake contact the attorneys up in Indianapolis. We got a motion by Matt, second.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Randy, a little work, man?
Sure. It's kind of rare for me to go first, my name is first, but I'll be short. I don't have any more things. Just want to thank all the town employees for all they do, our police chief, our police department. Other than that, that's about it.
All right. Terry?
Ditto on what he said, and I'm going to step out here just a minute and say, one of our locals, Kennedy Reed, is going to be performing on American Idol Friday night, the 18th. I'm not sure I'll ever watch American Idol, so I don't know what time it comes on.
It'll be Sunday.
It'll be Sunday.
Sunday, the 18th.
Sunday, the 18th. See, they know about it, I know. Anyway, what time do you come on?
We have a viewing party at the Thunder Station Pizza.
So anyway, it's a local person, and we should be proud of her, and hopefully she goes far with American Idol. That's all I have.
A couple of things. Charlie, I see the county has come up in my district and prepared some, I guess, potholes from that first hole set we had, so if you talk to somebody over there, tell them I said thanks. It's appreciated. Welcome to Bensville, Perry Crossing, I hope they've been up there. We do have a sign, that hidden entrance sign, it's kind of leaning over. I really got to wait a little bit, we'll get a chance. I will tell everybody, if you haven't done so by now, Valentine's Day is in a couple of days, so your significant others, spouses, partners, et cetera, et cetera. If you're like me, you may want to get after that and get something done. And thanks to the police department, all of our town employees, and I know I've spoken with Amir, he's doing some pretty good stuff over there at the fire department. So always appreciate his thoughtfulness and his foresight. So I'm happy to see things moving along in that realm. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, all right. I got my little loose chocolates.
Well, you're ahead of
the set on already. I worked really good. That's right, you got to be fast.
Mr. President, if I can weigh in on that, I did get a text from Chief Mayor at the start of the meeting. They got their ambulances, I guess, today. Within their services that they're expanding within the Tri-Township Fire District. So not only do we have fire protection, they have multiple paramedics on the staff, and now they have the ambulances, so they're continuing to build that infrastructure.
Does that mean we're not going to Texas to get one?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah, when Dave Schickel was talking to anybody, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, they sound like they're really looking forward to serving the Tri-County area. So. From my end, first of all, I'd like to thank and congratulate and wish both of them the best, Detective Wagner and Captain Ross. Thank you. I couldn't remember whether we got rid of the captain, but we kept it.
Sergeant.
That's why I was stuttered. So I was so Sergeant. You know, these guys have been with our department for a long time. Donnie Ross has been a fixture, to many of y'all throughout the years of his career, and always had a smile on his face, and we appreciated his loyalty and his dedication to the town. Detective Wagner, you know, he was just not a detective, he was also a police officer, you know, and took care of the business, very polite, very gentlemanlike, very professional. And I know, I hope his replacements, they learned a lot from him moving down the future. I did notice that we have a couple of new new members of the team, so I welcome them to, you know, our department and the streets of Sellersburg. I know they've probably already been in training and everything. I just have to see some business cards. So I appreciate what you've done, Chief, sincerely. So I appreciate what our county employees are doing. I thank Scott Griffin and his Streets and Sanitation Department for last week being able to get around town and fix a few little things that some folks were asking about. Helped Mrs. Kite over on Parallel with her sidewalk and some other different things in the areas. And so I got phone calls and people really appreciate that. I know there's an issue where we've had a couple little road fixes, one on Utica, and there's a couple other places I saw in town, but unfortunately the asphalt plants are being under rehab and their normal routine of maintenance, so I would assume that the asphalt plants will open one of the asphalt plants here locally will open here soon, and we'll get those fixed. But I know with Scott and his crew's dedication to going ahead and at least get some concrete put down instead of just letting the rock stay there, so I appreciate their desire to want to do that. I know the guys have been out on a couple of water leaks, you know, and done an outstanding job of making sure that we don't have any interferences or issues, so I truly thank them. Hopefully Old Man Winter stays underneath us here tonight, and you know, we don't have to get out and do anything, but I know we are prepared and ready, so I thank you. I know we have some Eagle Scout programs, some things that are coming up, so it's going to be exciting. I know here in our community area, one of them is, you know, there'll be something I know that will be added to what our Park and Recreation Department is doing as far as bringing more entertainment into Wilkerson Park this spring, summer, and fall. So we look forward to seeing that project and some of the entertainment that will be coming here in the community. So again, we appreciate everybody that comes to our meetings, and we appreciate everyone that comes and watches. We're here to help serve our community in every fashionable way. And again, I thank my council members and everyone else that's associated with looking at what's best for the town itself. And so other than that, I have nothing else to say.
Brad, Jim? We also had a town employee retire.
I'm sorry about that. Randy, what's Randy's last name?
Randy Tritt. Randy Tritt.
Tritt?
Tritt, R-A-T-T. Randy worked here for around 3 years, but he worked in the town of Palmyra for 20 before he came here.
When Randy and Scott came here from Palmyra, and it was a blessing in disguise for our community, as us from the whole, I mean, it was a great training and experience for some of our newer employees to see what a long lasting employee from the community can do. So again, I appreciate Randy's dedication and wish him all of the best as well. So.
The last update I saw showed it moved south. Has that changed?
I just didn't know if you've seen any of the updates. About 4 o'clock a.m. it was supposed to south.
Whatever. That's right. I think we're going to be all rain. We do have crews on standby just in case.
So right. Throughout the night?
Boy, you don't want me to be this thing tonight. So, all right, I'm going to be this at 6:26. Motion to adjourn.
So
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, got a second. She said nothing?
He did.
You didn't want nothing?
He did.
All right, yes. Second by Terry. All in favor, say aye. Aye, same sign, nay. 6:26. All right.